A reading from the letter, first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. You shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
The mountains shall yield peace for the people, and the hills justice. You shall defend the afflicted among the people, save the children of the poor.
Let every nation on earth adore you.
Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. The whole foundation of our lives is given to us in this first reading from St. John's first letter. It is absolutely fundamental that we understand his point. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us. There's a movie, I believe it's called Memento. It's of a man who has had this injury and he has no short-term memory. He forgets things almost instantly. And there's a part in the movie where he's actually running and he sees that there's another man and he thinks to himself, I must be chasing that guy. And then he turns to go after him, and he finds out that the guy's coming towards him, and he realizes, oh no, he's chasing me. And then he turns and runs away. It's something that's an analogy for understanding what St. John is trying to say. Stop trying to think that you're chasing God down or looking for him. That's not what's happening. He's looking for us. And when that orientation takes place, when we really realize that, I cannot impress God. I cannot make him love me. He already does. I am not actually searching for him. He's searching for me. and will go to the greatest length to find me. He sent his son to become a man, to chase us, to hunt us down out of love, to bring us to himself. Life has a radical different orientation when you see it that way. That's what makes Judaism, Christianity, different from everything else. It's not about our search for God, it's God's search for us. And we see that fulfilled in the gospel, that how much we need him, how much we need this love as the foundation, that we have to understand first we are fed by him before anything else happens, before we think about what do I have to do in response. Jesus satisfies, it says in the gospel. What a very important detail that Mark makes. Everybody's hungering, and it's not just a hunger for food. It's a hunger for life, and that can only come from Christ. And he says, they all ate and were satisfied, because it wasn't just bread in their tummies, but who they received it from and how they received it. And the lesson that Jesus gives to the apostles, they see everything as a logistical problem. Well, there's 5,000 men out there, and you better dismiss them. They're certainly going to be hungry, and we certainly don't have the money that would be needed. It's a logistical problem to them. But Christ knows he's dealing with people, not a logistical problem. That's a person. Those are 5,000 persons. And they're hungering for much more than bread. So before you start thinking about the problem as a problem and how you're going to logistically satisfy it, why don't you start by just going to see what you have? The bread and the fish. But what they have more than anything else is him. They have him. They have Jesus. And they miss that. And that's what we have to understand. We first have to come to the recognition we have the love of God. That is the foundation of everything. Before we think of anything, the spiritual life as a problem, life as a problem that needs to be solved, that is totally secondary. First and foremost, life is about this. God is in search of you through Christ, and he will not stop until he finds you. First, start with that. I have Christ. I have the love of God. Then the rest of it we consider only after we have that proper context. And that is fulfilled for us in this Holy Eucharist, as the feeding of the 5,000 was foreshadowing of what he would do for us at the Holy Mass. Even the same words, he took the bread, he blessed the bread, he broke the bread, he gave. Same words that we use at the Holy Mass. So we receive the source now that empowers us to go forth and to be Eucharist for others as well.